Again, 10th Pirik of the Rambam, Halacha Dalad. Amr Chachamim Rishonim Shematom Harayni Lama Torah Bishvil She'eya Asher Bishvil She'ekra Rebbe Bishvil She'kabi Oskabi Olam Haba Tamud Lomar La'ava Es Hashem Kol Mash Atem Osim Lo Sasa Elam Yava. Our sages have told us that whatever we do in our service to Kodesh Baruch Hu would just be for the love of God. It shouldn't be conditional, that I'm learning Torah that I should be rich, or I'm learning Torah that people call me Rebbe, or that I'll get some big reward in this world to come. No, we should serve God out of love. And the Pasuk says the person longs for his mitzvahs, not that he longs for the reward of his mitzvahs. That, as we said in Pirkei Avos, the sages told their students, don't be like servants who are serving the master to receive a prize, but serve the master because he's the master, not to get a prize. And it's because he gives us everything, we should serve him out of love. Whoever serves God, so he should get reward, or that he should avoid punishment. You're not serving God for the sake of serving him. Whoever serves God, not out of fear or to get reward, but just because he loves God, somebody who's learning Torah and living his life for the sake of God. And a person, even though you can't reach this level initially, you should serve God out of fear of punishment or out of a longing for reward, because eventually you'll come to love God and serve Him appropriately. And we teach those who are unlearned and don't understand this fundamental principle, teach them that they should serve God out of fear, or serve God to get reward, until, as a result of this service of God, they expand their horizons. And then when you see they have sufficient understanding and insight, then reveal to them this principle a little by little, and you cause them to become more habituated in this love of God, till they eventually come to love God and serve Him out of love. Halacha Vav, the last halacha of the Perek, it's very clear that a person will not come to this attribute of loving God, it's constantly attached to your heart, until you dedicate yourself to it constantly. And you abandon all of the comforts of this world and focus just on divine service. As it says in the Shema, serve God with all your heart, with all your might. And what? Knowledge is an integral part of this, that the more you understand the world, the more you see how nature is, and the greatness, the way God put the world together for us, the more you're going to love Him. The more knowledge, the more love you'll have for God. If you know a little bit, you'll love Him a little bit. If you know a lot, you'll love Him deeply. Therefore, a person should try to expand his understanding of the world, and that'll bring him to understanding of God, to the divinely bestowed upon him abilities, that to the extent each person can understand, lahasi kamoshi biarno vilchos yisodei Torah, as it says in the laws of yisodei Torah. And with this, the Rambam finishes up Hilchos Tshuva, that the idea again is the goal of all of us is to love God, to understand Him, and the more we understand, the more we love Him, and as a result, we will come back to Him, and as a result, we'll eventually, as a result of these things, bring Mashiach to redeem ourselves and with us all of mankind.